When yoga becomes more popular in the United States, it's an opportunity for a city in southern India to cash in. Lucy Kraft has the story.
Mysore, a landlocked city of 6 million in southern India, doesn't have a Taj Mahal or a picturesque beach. The main signs of life are ambling cows and its ubiquitous three-wheeled taxis, their noisy engines cutting through the early morning calm. But for a growing number of Americans and other foreigners, Mysore has gained Uber landmark status, especially in winter. In that perfect climate interval between the summer and monsoon seasons, Mysore hosts hundreds of foreign tourists, yoga tourists.
Inhale, palms up.
Every day at 6 a.m., a dozen students drag their mats into the living room of a private home, one of hundreds of yoga schools that have sprouted in Mysore. Among the pre-dawn faithful is Dana Ganella, a 30-year-old fashion designer from New York.
I was very nervous and scared, like, wouldn't be able, like, I would get sick, and knock on wood, I have not gotten sick. Easy to find clean food with a lot of Westerners, but oh, the great thing is a lot of people from other different countries, too. I'm hanging out with a girl from Spain, met a girl from Korea, like, it,
down the street, a dozen expat yoga students settle into a homespun cafe. Instead of the sugary coffee and spicy pancakes normally served at this hour, the cafe specializes in oatmeal, fried eggs, and muesli. One of the regulars is a woman from Glastonbury, England, who calls herself Feather. She's on her fourth yoga tour of India.
The numbers have increased to the extent that there's a whole suburb in town dedicated to supporting the yoga students, and that's kind of filtered out through the city in general, and other yoga teachers have realized that there's money to be made.
The cafe and adjoining yoga center belong to entrepreneur Harish Bhimia, who also serves as real estate broker, travel agent, cooking lesson fixer, and just about anything else his clients ask for. Just a few years ago, Bhimia was struggling to make ends meet selling irrigation systems to farmers.
Farmers are always in the doldrum, always in the problem. So only to grow with them is very difficult and a lot of tension also. So some peaceful service-oriented business I had to find.
Bhimia's luck turned in 2001. In fact, it's not a stretch to say the collective fortunes of Mysore turned that year when resident yoga master Pattabhi Joyce began doing roadshows overseas. Now 92 and something of a rock star in the world yoga scene, Joyce has single-handedly put Mysore on the map. India attracts a remarkably puny number of tourists given its vast size, and until this century, only a handful of foreigners ever bothered to visit Mysore. Now, thanks to the surging popularity of Ashtanga yoga, Mysore's tourist department reckons the city has drawn about 1,000 yoga students in each of the last 5 years. Most Indians, like venture capitalist Sanjay Anandaram, welcome the yoga pilgrims.
Certainly, I think it's very positive. I think it's bringing yoga back into the consciousness of a lot of Indians, especially urban middle-class and upper-middle-class Indians who had sort of given up yoga as a way of, you know, healthy living.
He says it's made it cool for Indians to once again practice this ancient custom in the nation of its birth. For NPR, this is Lucy Kraft.